live from the Quad Cities with Morgan Otier and Kyle Keel. This is Quad Cities Live.
Today on QCL, if you're wanting to keep your child's brain sharp over the summer, well, from coding to crocheting, Black Hawk College is here to talk about the summer camps for your family. Save money and shop local. A group from Clinton, Iowa and Fulton, Illinois is here to talk about the consignment crawl resale tour and retail shopping spree coming up this weekend. Dinner, a show, and help solve a murder. It's a Mystery is here to tell us about the upcoming murder mystery parties in Rock Island. Good afternoon, and thank you so much for joining us on this what's become a snowy Tuesday, April 2nd. Yes, it is April. I'm Kyle Keel, good to be with you today. Morgan has the afternoon off. Well, as we have learned on Quad Cities Live, libraries across the QCA are so much more than just books and a quiet place to hang out. Minda Powers Douglas and Shanice Payne are here from the Silvis Public Library. Ladies, thank you both for joining me once again. We always love having you on monthly. So you all are celebrating a big anniversary this year, as we've kind of touched on in shows past. 100 years of the Silvis Public Library.
Yes, as a free public library.
As a free public library. Yeah. I mean, you are celebrating all year long, so how have the first few months been?
Very good. They've gone very well. We've had a lot of new people coming to our events, getting to know the library. Some people haven't been there for many years,
sure.
And it's like, oh, this is different now.
Yeah, and I mean, there's still plenty to do at these libraries, including crafts. We've got an array of crafts here, so you'll be hosting a big craft event coming up. It's called Craft Fest, coming up on April 20th. So talk about what people can expect when they come to that.
Oh, three different things, and they'll need to sign up, register for each one of them.
Okay.
We have space for up to 25 people for each one.
Okay.
Our first craft of the day is going to be a bookmark that is celebrating the history of the Rock Island lines, because it's so important to Silvis and to Rock Island, or to, well, the Quad Cities.
Yeah, so let's show some of those bookmarks there on camera.
Yeah.
We've got the nice little bookmarks with the train on them. So that's one of the crafts that you can do.
Yeah.
And then, Shanice, did you want to talk about the greeting cards that people can make?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a lovely guest that comes in, Donna Banta. So she gets you ready with these kits that you can make of your own customized greeting cards. This one's my favorite. So you can kind of just get as creative as you want with all the supplies, things like that. So she'll be doing the craft at 2 p.m. with the last. So you get your first three cards for free. And then after that, it is $3.50 per card if you want to do additional cards after that.
Okay, and so you provide all the materials for this, the stamps, the little stickers that you put on as well.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, let the creative juices flow. So this one I find it is very neat. This is the vintage photo wreath that you can create. And the idea here is to celebrate Silvis, a lot of history in the small town of Silvis, Illinois. So you're going to kind of show us what you plan on doing. So you're going to provide these old vintage photos of areas around Silvis, right?
Yes, we are. And it's going to be, you know, it can be a little bit more recent history to the olden days.
Yeah.
So we've got, well, I've collected a number of photos.
Okay.
And we've got these little paper frames.
Yeah.
And they're pretty easy to do because it didn't make me go crazy trying to figure out how to do it, which is always good. So we will, let's see. Like, I've got a picture here of the Moonlight Parade, which was popular with people.
Okay.
And that has unfortunately gone to the wayside. COVID.
COVID is definitely changed a lot of things, including with what you all do at the library as well.
Yes, it sure did.
So it's events like these that really kind of bring people back out in the community.
Yeah.
You know, we're post COVID now, trying to get more and more people out and about to attend these activities.
Yeah, we're kind of adapting it. So instead of the what we used to do, we're doing a new thing. It's Winter in Silvis. So it's going to be a whole downtown event. We're going to have carriage rides and the Snow Sisters are going to be there. Olaf makes an appearance, does little dances, so it's a very fun event.
And we're looking at some photos of that finished product of the vintage photo wreaths. I mean, these are really neat. And, you know, we call it the vintage photo wreaths, but as we have on one of these examples here, we've got the
a good old water tower that was painted several years back. I remember covering that story when it first happened. Definitely an icon in Silvis, of course, with the John Deere Classic of the summer.
Yes, exactly.
So, yeah, people can make and take these crafts. You're seeing one of the finished products right now here on your screen. So this event is free, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, but you do want some people to register beforehand. I mean, because you have to have an idea of the supplies, right?
We just want to know how many people are going to come and celebrate. That way we can make it a better event. So it's 25 people per craft. So it's an all-day event. You have three opportunities. You can register on our website, on our events tab. You just scroll down a little bit and click the link. Put your first and last name, and you're all set to go.
All right. So. And we've got that DIY Craft Fest, which happens April 20th on your screen there. It's from 10 to 4 at the Silvis Public Library. The event is open for adults only, so if you want more information, you can call the number on your screen or send an email to admin@silvislibrary.org. And Shanice, I want you to touch on this event coming up a little bit later in the month. It's a new ribbon, or a ribbon cutting for a new nature walk that's happening in Silvis. This is pretty cool.
Yes, we are very excited. So we have gotten signs that we're going to place all around the park.
Okay.
So they're interactive, educational, informative about the community and the nature. And so we're going to do the installation and have a ribbon cutting ceremony Saturday, April 27th. And so we're inviting everyone in the community. We're going to have city officials, administrators, things like that come in. And so it's just going to be something that is also free.
Yeah.
But it's something that the community can enjoy as they're out enjoying nature. And it's also Earth History Month. Or not just, well, you know, Earth
Day.
So it's just something that we would invite everyone to come out. We're going to have refreshments at 1:30. And then about 2 o'clock, we're going to take a tour to see all the signs.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun. Hopefully the weather holds out for that.
Yes.
That's April 27th at 1 p.m. at Phipps Prairie Park. That is in Silvis, right off Kelowna Road there. So again, that event is free for all ages. And for all the information, you can go to silvislibrary.org. And here's the finished product of Minda's vintage photo wreath. It looks very cool.
Ta-da!
And you can take these home, and as Minda said before the show, do whatever you want with them. Hopefully frame this beautiful piece of Silvis artwork. Minda and Shanice, thank you ladies both for joining us.
Thank you.
We'll see you next month. All right, well, from learning at the library to learning at Black Hawk College. Next on QCL, learn more about the variety of summer camps for your kids to keep their mind active over summer break.
You're watching Quad Cities Live.
From art to STEM to fashion, all over the Quad Cities area, organizations offer exciting and unique camps to keep your kids busy in the summer months. Cole Shuda from Black Hawk College is here to talk about the many summer camps the college has to offer for kids over the summer break. Cole, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you.
So obviously, the goal over summer is to keep kids' mind active, make it fun though, and this is certainly a fun way to get these kids interactive and learn things, whether, like we said, it was from STEM to robotics to crocheting, which we'll talk about. So why are these camps so important for families?
Yeah, so it's really comes down to we're trying to spark creativity and inspire kids. It all comes down to whether it's being creative, like with our arts classes, being able to problem solve in teams, because that's something that we're all about to try to grow folks' skills and kids' skills moving forward as they, just to kind of give them a place to start.
And you've got a broad array of different topics that people can get involved in, that these kids can get involved in. It's 13 different camps, right?
Yes. So we have 12 independent classes.
Okay.
And then those stem from robotics and coding type classes, and we have a creative writing course.
Sure.
And we have our crocheting courses. And then the 13th is our summer youth camp. They can select from different courses.
Yeah,
that they can.
And we'll get into that youth camp in just a moment. But first, we want to talk about the crocheting, the introduction to crochet. That's the first one that we have on the docket. So we've got these different crochet projects here. This frog, what is this, an oven mitt?
It's a frog pattern, but if you open it up, it's an oven mitt, or you can have it be a bag.
Oh, sure, okay.
So that's a design that our instructor uses.
Oh, that's pretty cute. This is a hat.
This is a rag.
A miniature, like tablecloth. We try to do kind of miniature designs, so that way you can get the whole picture, but be able to do it in the time frame.
So again, this might be at a college, but this is not a college course. This is an introduction to crocheting. Okay, so you also have some other courses that are coming up as well, and we've got a bunch of these items here on the table. So one other of the courses, this is a new one that you have this summer, Code the Skies, Navigating Drones with Programming Magic. I mean, drones have been huge over the last few years. We hear about them all the time, and I'm sure a lot of kids are getting interested in how this actually works.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because we've had our robotics classes for a while, but the drone is kind of an upper level, so those that have gone through the early stages of our courses can take all of the coding that they've learned, combining block coding and other types of programming, and be able to use it to actually manipulate the drone and have it and be able to navigate it. This specific one is a teledrone, but we'll be getting some new ones this year that are specifically for indoor use,
which
is really cool.
And so they'll be able to actually program that drone and be able to fly it inside the college, right?
Yep, that's correct.
Oh, that's pretty awesome. All right, so the next thing we want to talk about are the robots. I mean, what kid doesn't like robots, right? So you're going to teach these kids how to program a robot to do certain things. You've kind of brought an example with this as well.
Yeah.
So explain how this is going to work.
Yeah, so this is part of our Lego We Do set. This is a Mars rover model.
Okay.
And what we try to do is we incorporate sensors into our builds is what our instructor does.
Sure.
And so basically I have a set already loaded here.
Yeah, so you program this into an iPad or a computer?
Yes, yep, so this is all done on iPads.
Okay.
And basically you can kind of drag and drop.
Okay.
So this one here is built for it to move forward, but if I wave my hand in front of it, it'll stop it.
So okay.
The back
so he's gonna, program this for us and show us how this works. There you go. So you're controlling that from the coding you used on your iPad, right?
Yes, yep.
That's incredible.
It's all on here and it's through Bluetooth.
That's incredible. So. And you know, I grew up in an era where coding was just becoming a thing, but now I think it's more and more relevant that people understand how coding works because you use it a lot in obviously robotics and other certain careers. So of course there's varying different dates that you can have these different summer camps. So you'll have all that listed on your website. So I wanted to kind of go back to the whole youth camp that you were talking about. Explain what that entails.
So our youth camp is, we have 7 classes.
Okay.
And when kids sign up, once they register, they get a course selection sheet, which allows them to pick their top 3. So they number them 1 through 7. Okay. And we have a music class, we have a DIY fashion class, we have an arts and crafts class, we have a coding class, a robotics class, and so they get to pick 3 that they attend for all 4 days from June 24th to 27th.
All right, so they have plenty to choose from. Maybe they'll find something that they didn't know they were interested in and sign up for it. You also have other classes as well, babysitting clinic, you've got a creative writing class. That's a 3-week course, right, the creative writing?
Yes, it means 3 Tuesdays.
Okay,
Fridays.
So what all does that entail with the whole creating writing?
Yeah, so basically if there's someone that wants to learn, they've always wanted to do poetry, they wanted to write their own book, we've had students come in and they have a vision and we kind of help them learn how to do that kind of step by step.
All right, well, if any of this sounds interesting to you or your child and you want to sign them up for a summer camp at Black Hawk College, you can go to their website, bhc.edu/youth. You'll see all the camps and classes offered. I know we only touched on a few of them here, but very cool demonstrations with the robotics. I bet you that's going to be a pretty popular one this summer.
Sure. Yeah.
All right, Cole, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah.
Well, calling all customers, there is a bi-state consignment crawl and shopping spree coming up this weekend, and it spans across state lines. Details next on Quad Cities Live.
You're watching Quad Cities Live.
Our next guest's event has a long name, but it's because there will be so much to do during the Bi-State Consignment Crawl, Resale Tour, and Retail Shopping Spree. Now, that is a mouthful, but it's happening in Clinton, Iowa, and Fulton, Illinois this weekend. Missy Cook and Aaron Henry are here to tell us all about the deals you'll be getting, as well as explore all of these wonderful river towns and what they have to offer. Thank you both for joining us today on Quad Cities Live.
Thanks for having us, Kyle.
You're welcome. So this is the 8th year for this event.
Yes.
I mean,
and it's just booming.
I was going to say, it's bigger and better than ever. You started off with just 12 different businesses between the two cities, and now we're up to 40.
40. 40. Wow. So it's hard to believe that we lost a few last year, gained a few new ones. Some of these are brand new businesses that are just opening in the Clinton-Fulton area and so excited to show off what they've got. I mean, there's one artifact store that's even got a music studio in it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So if you have a wide variety of interests, there are many different businesses that are involved. So what other kind of businesses are involved?
Oh, there's a lot of really fun businesses. We got a Doodad's Hallmark store, got coffee shops, jewelry, you name it, we got it.
Bakeries.
Especially even a shoe store, which I'll talk about a little later.
All right, so how does this all work? So, people can come to these towns, but how do they get involved in this specific event?
Okay, so there's a couple different ways they can get involved. First off, there's 40 different businesses on the list, all right?
You got a full list
of them. Oh man, it's a full list.
It certainly is.
And we have a wonderful Facebook page that you can go to and you can check out the entire list. There's also a QR code on there where you can scan on the code and you can track. There is a Passport app also that you can get on, and that app will allow you to check in at the different businesses and win prizes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, who doesn't win a prize, right?
And a lot of the businesses have discounts as well as coupons, and they are on the app.
Okay.
There's also a nice little bag that you can pick up at any of the retailers that you start out at. And it's gonna have coupons and discounts in it too for you. So that's a really nice thing too.
And we were talking about the growth of this over the last 8 years. So this only used to be a two-day thing, a Friday, Saturday thing.
Yeah.
I mean, this is extending all weekend long, Friday through Sunday.
All the way to Sunday. There's like 23 businesses doing Sunday.
That's incredible.
So if you have to work Friday or Saturday, we still got you.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Missy, I want you to talk about your business. You own the Renaissance Resale Boutique.
I do.
So what can people expect when they walk into your store?
First off, you're going to find some really great gently used clothing.
Okay.
But you're going to find new and used. You're going to find clothes, shoes, jewelry, anything that would make a woman look or feel pretty.
Sure.
We've got vendors that have brand new items in the store also, anywhere from bath bombs to, I call them the magical bracelets.
Sure.
You know, just the stones that make us girls feel good. And we got a little discount coupon for you this weekend. So.
And Aaron, I wanted to talk about your business as well, Brown Shoe Fit Company.
Yeah, been there full time for almost 8 years now.
Okay.
And we are pretty much a really true sit and fit shoe store. We measure your feet. We even have a, we can analyze your feet by just seeing how you walk. And that gives us an idea of how to put you in the right pair of shoes or even sandals, which. Hopefully we get to some warmer weather here in the coming weekend.
Fingers crossed.
Right?
Yeah, the snowy for us, right?
But yeah, my boss, Anthony, he recently just took it over. He's doing a fantastic job. Jesse, one of our other full-timers, me, and we also have some awesome part-timers as well.
So how does it feel to be a part of this whole event coming up this weekend?
You know, I've been a part of it for about 3 or 4 years. And it's always busy. Seems like at all the streets, downtown Clinton, even on the north end of town, the sidewalks are humming.
Yeah.
And it's hard to find a parking spot. What I think with bringing in all these other businesses is shows all the diversity of the different objects and all the clothing, shoes, accessories that Clinton has.
Yeah.
It's really nice that we don't have to go on to Amazon or something like that to find stuff, where we can come support local business.
I was going to say, it's all about supporting local, and you can do that here this weekend in Clinton, Iowa, and Fulton, Illinois. You saw their Facebook page, as Missy mentioned, that's the best way to keep up with everything going on.
Yeah.
For the Consignment Crawl retail tour or resale tour and retail shopping spree. There we go.
It
is a mouthful, but very important to get that in. All right, Miss and Aaron, thank you so much.
live from the Quad Cities with Morgan Otier and Kyle Keel. This is Quad Cities Live.
Well, this is a little harder than maybe what it has to be, but setting yourself up for success with a no-spend challenge. It is time for our financial moment with Heidi Huskamp Collins. Now, Heidi, you are here talking about the second part of your series of the no-spend challenge. So last time you kind of introduced us to this little challenge with Morgan. So kind of remind our viewers of what the no-spend challenge is.
Absolutely. It's a competition that you set with yourself, okay. Kind of a, you know, just a little contest. And you have a goal in mind that you're going to do this for maybe a week, maybe a month, mm-hmm. you know, or maybe you have a spend challenge that you're going to save until you get to a certain amount, like $1,000. So during your no spend challenge, you take care of the needs. Mm-hmm. So bills, necessities that you need, grocery store, that kind of thing, gas, but you don't spend on wants.
Okay.
So
that can be hard.
It is hard, yes. Right? So your latte habit, or bottled water is a want.
Yeah.
Or shopping online and both in the stores. So anything like that, you cut back on, so you save money. To with a goal in mind.
And that's the whole goal, is to save the money. Now, for someone like me who has never done one of these, who probably should, I should participate, you have ways that we can kind of set goals for ourselves to make this easier. Because again, it can be a little hard. So maybe if it's just your first time wanting to do the no spend challenge, maybe make that duration a little bit shorter. Maybe instead of going for a month or two, maybe do weeks at a time.
I would even say, Kyle, if this is your first go round, maybe just a weekend.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Just a weekend.
Sure.
You want to set yourself up for success so that you can, make this a habit.
And timing is key.
Timing is key. So you want to make sure that you're really intentional when you set a no spend challenge with yourself. You don't want a birthday or an anniversary or a holiday or something where it's a given you're going to spend more money than normal.
Sure. And you don't want to just willy-nilly be like, hey, you know what? I'm going to go and do this challenge. You want to kind of prep yourself ahead of time for it, because it can probably be a little jarring to change your habits like that.
Exactly. So meal prep is important.
Yeah.
It would be important for you to stock up on coffee so you can make your coffee at home. I know everybody has about a dozen water bottles at home.
Oh, yeah.
So get your water bottle out of the cabinet, and fill up so you don't have, you're not tempted to buy a bottle of water. And I would even tell people to fill up your gas tank, before the no spend challenge.
Okay.
So you're not, liable to get to the gas station and pop into the C-store and get a drink and a snack.
That's actually a very good point. Yeah, I mean, gas is a necessity, but it's the convenience store items, the pop, the junk food.
Yeah.
You don't need that stuff. And, a $5 latte, $3 water bottle, that adds up over time. If you do it 5 days a week, $3, that's $15.
Absolutely.
It all adds up and can pile up pretty quickly. So that's some good advice there. So you also want to pre-plan fun, free activities that you can do with your family. And you and I were kind of talking before the break. A lot of places have memberships, so you can join for a flat fee to enjoy the amenities year round. And a lot of times it pays with itself within a few visits.
Exactly. Or take a hike. Take a bike ride.
That's fun. We have a lot of that.
Plan a trip to the library.
Yeah.
Libraries are great because libraries check out, on their online websites, a lot of them have a lot of free, fun activities that you can do with your kids, without your kids, for adults, children, all ages. Some libraries have free family movies, as do some cities. And, go on the free days to the museum or to the zoo or to the botanical center. There's all kinds of things to do if you just set your mind to it.
And all right here locally, we heard about the library, the Silvis Public Library. They got adults and children-friendly activities as well. So, pardon me, great advice from Heidi today. And Heidi can help you answer any financial questions that you may have. Be sure to visit her website, hccinvestments.net. You can also watch our previous segments by heading to our website, kwqc.com. or on the TV6 News app. Just click on Quad Cities Live. Heidi, as always, it's a pleasure. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, great advice today, by the way. Well, next on Quad Cities Live, wacky characters work with you to help solve a murder mystery. It's a Mystery, and Skellington Manor are here to tell us all about upcoming performances next.
You're watching Quad Cities Live.
Downtown Rock Island is the scene of a crime in the coming weeks as you help solve a murder and have a little fun along the way. Scott Nauman from It's a Mystery and Penny Steen from Skellington Manor got that nailed down now. They're here to talk about the dinner shows coming up within the next few weeks. Thank you both for joining us today. Scott, I wanted to talk about It's a Mystery. So this is, you're a local guy. You've had this up and going for nearly three decades. We're talking since 1997. So this is kind of your brainchild.
Yeah.
So talk about the history.
Well, we thought it would be so cool if we could immerse people into an experience and take them out of their 9-to-5 and give them something not only fun to figure out, but be, you know, it would be attractive to folks that aren't necessarily normal theater goers. You know, put a bottle of beer or a glass of wine in their hand and let them relax and have some fun with our great characters. So we're selling, the vehicle is the crime, but it's really the comedy that we're about. You know, the broad characters and the interactivity and being able to give people a great, unique experience every single time we were in the room.
So if you like crime, you like this show. If you like humor, you like this show as well.
I think the biggest compliment that we get is people that say, I did not want to be here, and I am so thankful that somebody brought me to this thing. And you get people going, I'm a convert. I'll be back every time you got a show or something new. We'll be in the room. It's amazing.
And what a great place to have the show down at the Skellington Manor. So how often, Penny, do you host these shows?
This time of the year, we're hosting them two or three times a month. Okay. We've got three shows in April. We'll be rolling out a couple in May. Our shows in April are April 12th, 13th, and 19th.
Okay.
So we're just hoping to get a full crowd.
Yeah, so obviously you can purchase tickets ahead of the event. So how does that process go?
Okay, if people want to buy tickets online, they can come to our website. When they go to the Murder Mystery website page, there's a Get Tickets button there, and they can just click there, and it'll take them over to the booking site where they can get their tickets.
Can they get tickets on the day of the actual show, or is it?
We like tickets 24 hours in advance. We're working with Bridges Catering in Rock Island, and so we need to have an accurate count of guests and to make sure that we're prepared.
All right, that's good to know. So, Scott, you know, people purchase this ticket. I mean, this is more than just dinner and a show. I mean, this is a whole experience. So, talk about the experience that people will get with an evening at It's a Mystery.
Yeah, great question. So we've scripted our shows so that we know exactly what we're doing in terms of the bones of the event. But what we can't plan for is what the audience will do. And so if a cell phone goes off or people end up tipping over a bottle or whatever, we have to think, is this an opportunity or an obstacle? Because we're setting up dramatic moments and we're asking the people to do the oohs, ahs, and gasps.
Yeah.
So it's a matter of, okay, trying to figure this out. And it's once actors have done these shows, it's hard to go back to the regular stage because it's so unbelievably fun for us. And it's, again, each show, you know, we know pretty much where the comedy is, but we have been so blessed with amazing audiences. We've been putting 140 people in the room.
Yeah.
And they're tables of eight or so. And so the actors are in and among the guests. And we give them clue packets and we give them, you know, a little bit of relationship within the characters. But some of that's unpredictable.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So super, super fun. And again, people don't have to, you can go there with the idea of like, I'm going to solve this crime. Yeah. Great. We love you. I'm going to go there and just have a great laugh. We love you.
Yeah.
We're going to go there and just soak it all in. Perfect. So it doesn't have to be the same experience for every person. But when you are, it's a great first date, a great company outing, a great thing for neighbors to do together that are looking for something fun or different. Yeah. But again, you know, put it in the room, stir it up, out comes the fun.
It's a real immersive experience, and you know, you just, like you said, you never know what the crowd's going to be like, so it's important to get there early and interact with the actors.
Yeah.
So, Penny, we were talking about the food that, you have catered. So what type of food do you serve at these shows?
Bridges serves, I would say, a home-cooked meal type of two-entree buffet.
Okay.
And so folks get the chance to go up and select the foods that they want. There's a variety of salads and like fruit and then dessert.
Coffee, tea, and water included. We have a bar for alcoholic drinks if you're old enough.
Cash bar.
Cash
bar, that sounds like a lot of fun. So it's not just one show that people can see. There are actually three different shows. So Scott, kind of talk about the three different shows that people can come and see.
Yeah, so right now we're doing Five Card Murder, which is written for a high-stakes gambling experience. Okay. And then Skellington's Last Resort, which is the most stereotypical murder mystery. British butler, billionaire patriarch, you know, lose our kids with some threats and so forth. And then we're doing Whacked at the Wedding, which is every murder mystery in the history of the world has had to have an Italian mafia wedding.
Of course.
So not to disappoint, we've got that one out there. And then we got Murder in the Double Wide, too, which is a trailer park thing that we have a huge bit of fun with. And then we're planning to roll out a soap opera.
Oh, okay.
For, I don't know if it's going to be June or July, but trying to get something new that we haven't done for a number of years and have revised back into the fold so we can get some of our old fans back for another venue or another visit.
Sure, and it's important to note that all of these shows are written by local people, the actors are local people, and Penny, real quick, I mean, Skellington Manor, all of these shows, I mean, the proceeds go to a good cause, right?
Yes, a portion of all of our proceeds go to Fishers of Men Ministry for their water well projects in Kenya, Africa, so we're working with them. They're just right up the street. We're proud of some of the work we've done over there. So,
and obviously, you want to check out Skellington Manor for sure there in downtown Rock Island. And to get your tickets to one of the three It's a Mystery shows, you can go to SkellingtonManor.com. I don't know why I'm...
Oh, you had it. You were this close.
I've lived here my whole entire life and have heard that name so many times. I don't know what it is today, but both of you, I do appreciate you coming on today.
Thank you very much.
All
right. Well, coming up, a different kind of theater is next on QCL. Movies and more like famous comedians at the Dixon Historic Theater. Learn more about what they have to offer coming up.
You're watching Quad Cities Live.
The historic Dixon Theater in Dixon, Illinois is more than 100 years old, and a nonprofit theater group is breathing new life into the space. And there's also a new artistic producer at the helm. That's Darren Mangler, and he joins us now here on Quad Cities Live. Darren, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. I love coming here.
Yes, we appreciate it, as always. So back in 2019, the group, it's a historic Dixon Theater group, it's a nonprofit, took over the helms of the Dixon Theater. So talk about how that's been.
It's a... I just came on a couple months ago, but from the stories I've heard, that space sat dormant for about a decade until this group came in, saw that it was sitting there, knew that its history should be shared and should be cherished. It's now a historic site.
Yeah.
And now they started bringing in shows, movies, brought me in. They have an incredible staff, very supportive, loving board, you know, who was participates. So now they're getting ready to bring the Dixon Theater up to where its standards were late 80s and early 2000s.
Certainly breathing new life into the theater as well. So kind of describe the theater for our viewers who haven't been there.
I didn't know what I was looking at when I first walked in.
Yeah.
I told them, I'm like, I don't think you understand what you have here. I'd been working in New York, and when I came to see the show, it's a Broadway theater.
Yeah.
There's a balcony, there's box seats, beautiful fire curtain, fly system, state-of-the-art sound system. We're going to have 1,000 seats starting next year.
Oh, wow.
It is a beautiful gorgeous theater. Marble floors and old-school painting and fixtures on the walls. It's a gorgeous theater. I love it.
Yeah, we're looking at some of the pictures there, and it looks like a great space. And like you said, it's a historic site, so I mean, those are always neat to take in the history there in Dixon, Illinois. So, you know, you mentioned that you're bringing a lot of different acts and performances to the theater, and one of those is welcoming Yakov Smirnoff coming up this Friday. So talk a little bit more about him and how you kind of snagged him to come to Dixon.
Actually, he was hired before I came in a couple years ago, and then we went into construction. Now we're bringing him back.
Okay.
So lucky to have him. When I was a kid, I would take those tape recorders. You had to push play and record at the same time. And I'd hold it up to HBO during those Young Comedian specials. And he was one of those big-time comedians. And now he has his own theater in Branson. He's an icon of comedy. And as I'd done comedy as well, I cannot wait to meet him.
Yeah.
We are so lucky that we got him out of Branson to come to Dixon. Now, we're only an hour and 10 minutes away from the Quad Cities.
Yeah.
So hopefully people can make the drive drive up, have a nice dinner at one of our restaurants, see an icon, and not have to drive to Branson.
Yeah, I mean, just hop on 88. It's a really short drive.
It's a really short drive. And we have great hotels, and, Ronald Reagan's boyhood home is there. Yep. So you can make a weekend of it.
Yeah, make a weekend of it for sure.
Absolutely.
And as you mentioned, he's a legend in comedy, so we have a little bit of a Yakov-Smirnov clip, so let's take a listen.
I said, Mr. President, you know, when the Americans landed on the moon, that was a big slap in the face to the Soviet government. So Brezhnev called all the cosmonauts into his office and said, Americans landed on the moon, we have to land on the sun.
Interesting. Interesting sense of humor there. So, yeah, happily ever laughter. Looking forward to that coming up here Friday. All right, so, you know, we've got the comedy shows, and you also show movies as well. So you have some upcoming movies that you're going to be showing up, right?
Yes. It was an old movie house as well before we started to update it to do our own shows, like children's shows, comedians. We have touring Broadway shows come in and also concerts. But our movie section, we're showing classics.
Yeah.
While also having cocktails to go along with
it. I mean, yeah. Well, what's better, right?
Exactly.
Cheers to that.
We have Star Wars coming up on May 4th.
Oh.
You know, May the 4th.
Yep, May the 4th be with
so
you.
We're hoping to sell that out, but we have a lot of movies that are family-friendly.
Yeah, and we have some of those on your screen. Cars is coming up on April 6th at 3 o'clock. Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby, that's coming up on April 6th. Casablanca there on April 12th. And then let's talk about stories from the set of The Longest Yard. If this guy looks familiar to you, it's because he was in the movie with Adam Sandler back in, what year was it, 2005, something like that? Anyway.
I was still playing football, yeah.
You're still playing football. So talk about that experience. I mean, you probably have stories upon stories, so I won't let you give the whole thing away.
Right.
Have people come on April 13th there, but talk about your experience doing that.
You know, it was fantastic. It was 6 months. We shot in Santa Fe, New Mexico, which is at a higher elevation than Denver. So we were all out of breath the entire time. And I was an actor who happened to play football, where all the other guys were football players, professionals that wanted to act.
Yeah.
So when we're shooting all those scenes, everything had to look real. So anytime you see action in The Longest Yard, that was for real. We were kicking the out of each other. And I was a smaller guy, so I was just getting thrown everywhere. But Adam Sandler's a great guy. I would work with him in a second. Chris Rock was awesome.
Yeah.
Stone Cold Steve Austin was hilarious. The wrestlers were all causing havoc. It's great.
Oh, you've sold this, so we got to learn much more about this. Well, if you want to learn more about the historic the Dixon Historic Theater or to purchase any of the tickets of the events we talked about, you can visit dixontheater.com. Darren, this was so much fun. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks
today.
For having me. And Quad Cities, come out and see us.
Yeah. Please. Again, hop on 88. It's an hour and 10 minutes.
You won't believe the theater. It's awesome.
Not bad at all. All right. Well, thanks again, Darren. Thank you for watching Quad Cities Live. Your local news at 4 is coming up next. Have a great day.